The Osgood File, sponsored by Barbasol. America, you're looking good. You're shaving with close, comfortable Barbasol shaving cream. Now with rust-proof aluminum bottoms. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The latest member of the Trump transition team is a man by the name of Myron Ebell. Ebell is a member of what is called the Cooler Heads Coalition, a conservative group which says the current global agreements on climate change are an economic disaster.
The UN Framework Convention on Climate Change put a noose around the world's economy.
And what has Trump's critics really worried is that Ebell will be in charge of staffing the Environmental Protection Agency. More after this. Myron Ebell, the man in charge of hiring the people who will run Donald Trump's EPA, has been labeled a climate change denier by his critics. But he told a reporter at a climate conference last year that his inspiration is actually the 60s counterculture.
And I really think people should be suspicious of authority. The more you're told that you have to believe something, the more you should question it.
He has argued that environmentalists have pushed climate change mainly to raise money. Here he is during an appearance on C-SPAN.
I think that the environmental movement has been proclaiming doom right around the corner since it was founded in the late 1960s. It's how they fund the environmental movement. It's how they attract political support.
Well, you can imagine the reaction among environmental groups. Bob Deans of the Natural Resources Defense Council told CBS's Chip Reed that President-elect Trump has to understand that continuing to pour carbon into the atmosphere is just not an option.
3 feet of sea level rise and Miami is Venice. New Orleans is gone. And 3 feet of global sea level rise is at the lower end of what scientists expect by the end of this century.
So you're still hoping that he will moderate his views from what he said on the campaign trail?
If he doesn't, we're going to be in a world of hurt.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.